This is
For a Better Life.
For a Better Life.
فرمود باعث تو لأتمم مكارم الأخلاق.
The Holy Prophet of Islam says, I have been sent to complete noble manners.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم dear listeners from all around the world. Welcome back to IRIB English Radio. You are listening to the program For a Better Life, and I am Beta. I have opportunity and chance and honor to be at your service. In this episode, actually following all of the things that we talked in the last episodes, that we were talking about the miracle of Holy Quran, different aspects of this miracle, we get to this point of the miracle of logic and conviction that we can see through this holy book. Basically, the Quran is a book of preaching aimed at all people in order to convince them in its message. So, the Quranic way of preaching starts by subtlety. To realize this, one must study the Arabic language before one can respond fully to its appeal. However, the translation or interpretations available in English or other languages should suffice for a limited purpose. The Quran has a style which is absolutely unique, and as I told you, we call Quran as a living miracle, miracle of all time and all decades. The variety of topics, even in one page, fascinates every reader. The book is read again and again, and still the burning desire in the hearts of the believers ever increases. How do you disbelieve in Allah, seeing you were dead and He gave you life? Then He shall make you dead, then He shall give you life again. The argument is simple, but strong, clear, but deep, and truly convincing. One of the beauties that we can see by researching the Holy Quran is that all of the verses are just really short, brief, but at the same time, really strong and deep. You know, you read some simple words together, and the effect of these words on you will last for a long, long time. Like, you feel like something has changed in your soul. That I myself call it as a soul purification that you can go through by reciting the Holy Quran. And the example that I recited for you was one of the most beautiful example in verses in Holy Quran that reminds you that you were created by Allah Almighty. Allah Almighty is creator of you. Then Allah Almighty knows you better than you know yourself. So let's keep it here. We're going to go for a short break and then I'm going to come back. Stay tuned.
Your mercy, Your love is all I need.
Your love is all I need.
All I need.
Your love is all I need.
It's all I need.
Your love is all I need.
All I need.
Your love is all I need.
Oh, 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 oh.
Your love is all I need. To be all I can be. And I know that you see how much you need. You need to know me, 'cause your love is all I need. To be all I can be, and I know that you see how much you mean to me.
Your love is all I need.
Welcome back, dear listeners. This is IRIB English Radio, and you are listening to For a Better Life. So we were talking about this aspect of logic and conviction of Holy Quran, which there is a beautiful argument in every verse, and in a brief and short way, but still deeply and strongly will affect your soul. So people possess the power of reasoning, which helps them to arrive at some useful observations and conclusions. The world surrounding them is the first thing to actually impinge upon their sight and engross their attention. The sun, stars, moon, water, animals, and air usually put people into a state of meditation. So such as remember Allah, have productive thinking which results in glorifying the Lord. In the process of their thought, they enjoy a glimpse of the meaning and purpose of the creation. Then they admit that this world is not created in vain and beg Allah for forgiveness and mercy. So behold the marks of Allah's mercy, how He quickens the earth after it was dead. Surely He is the quickener of the dead, and He is powerful over everything. Life is given to us as an act of grace, and we ought to be grateful. And Allah reminds of that. Then He actually tells of the Day of Judgment and portrays vividly His capacity to create. So one of the beautiful ways that we go through in order to understand the capability of Allah Almighty in creating us is thinking about our goal of creation, which is a difficult task because our brain is limited, as knowledge is limited, and digging through this beautiful question, what is the goal of me being here? Why am I here? Why am I living? All of these questions, that answering these questions actually needs expertise, personally, this trying and going into this road of searching for knowledge is enough for me. And the point is, knowing all of these aspects will help you to touch more the verses of Holy Quran. And why is it like that? It's because the Holy Quran is the language of Allah Almighty, and Allah Almighty is your creator, the one who by His demand you are here, and you may not, again, by His demand. So your creator is talking to you. What can be more beautiful, more touching than this sentence that your Lord is talking to you? And, you know, we don't have any other book which is the true speech of Allah Almighty to His servant. And the Holy Quran is the only guideline that we have nowadays. So don't forget, don't neglect, and don't ignore this blessing that we have specifically as Muslims. And let's go for a short break, then we're gonna come back. Welcome back to Arab English Radio. This is For a Better Life. This is the last part of today's episode. And to wrap up the things that we discussed up to here, I'm going to talk more about the blessing of being existed. Okay? Sometimes we forget the mere and the first blessing that we have. We are here as a human being, and this is only and only by the demand of Allah Almighty, our Creator. And sometimes I wonder how this human being can be forgetful, can forget all the blessings that Allah Almighty put on his way and is putting again and again and again. Like health, like your food, hand, like the nature, like sky, whatever, wherever you look at, there is a sign of Allah Almighty there. So don't forget, the goal here is finding your goal of being here. And, you know, in the school and somewhere like that, we were facing some actually cliches, like we're here to obey Allah Almighty, to be His servants, and so on. Yes, we are here to be His servants, but don't forget that Allah Almighty is the source of love spread on the world and the earth. So keep that love in your heart and share it with other people, share it with yourself, and enjoy every blessing Allah Almighty gave you, and be thankful. Thank you for listening to me. It was all the time I had for today's episode. And I bid you farewell. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Every grain of sand in every desert land He knows. Every shade of palm, every closed hand He knows.
tear on every eyelash.
He knows
every thought I have and every word I share.